And let me give you an example of this, okay? Before I was part of the new IFB, I was a closet listener too, amen? And I remember I went to go visit Faithful Word Baptist Church. I went to Faithful Word Baptist Church as a staff member of my old church, as a Bible college teacher of my old church. I was a Bible college teacher, okay? Comfort me. But I went there because I was friends with Pastor Anderson. I knew who he was. I appreciated his preaching, you know, and I wanted to see his church. You know, if it was everything that the critics were saying about him, in other words. Well, I met him, and you know what? It was the greatest meeting that I've ever had. You know, that meeting was pivotal in the decisions that I would then make after that. Okay. So I remember meeting him, and then, you know, we went out to eat, we hung out, and my wife was actually a Bible college teacher as well, believe it or not. So I was on staff, she was on staff, I was a teacher, she was a teacher. We went out to eat with him and his wife, and you know what he said to me? You're a Bible college teacher? What in the world? Haven't you heard my sermon? On the Bible college scam? What are you doing? Check, please. Yeah, I didn't know this about you. Is that what he did? No. In fact, when he finally, he's like, oh, you're Bible? Okay, what classes do you teach? I said, I teach Galatians. You teach Galatians? How do you get through with that? Because, you know, obviously Galatians is all about replacement theology. I was like, I just teach replacement theology. He's like, man, that's pretty cool. You know, and then his wife asked my wife, so what do you do? And she's like, oh, I'm a teacher as well. She goes, oh, okay, what subjects do you teach? Oh, no, I'm sorry. She was just like, what? Don't you know your place, woman? No. And the entire time, they didn't condemn us once. You know why? Because he's thinking in his mind, well, this guy already listens to me. He knows where I stand. In regards to these things. And by the way, if I didn't know where he stood, I would have just asked him, and then he would have laid it on me. Right? But he knew that I was there for a reason. You know, I didn't just stumble in there and just like, I had just heard of him right when I came to that church. No, I had been listening to him. And he was gracious. He was kind. And he was not what people made him out to be to me. Right. And you know what that did? That made an impact on my perception of who he was as a pastor. Because I thought to myself, this is the most hardcore guy out there who's anti-Bible college as the day is long, but he's eating lunch with a Bible college teacher and is not condemning him for it. That spoke volumes. You know what he was at that moment? He was Barnabas is what he was. You know? And the fact is that after that, I was just like, you know what? I don't care what anybody says about Pastor Anderson. It's not true. Because I met him face to face. And this man is not what people make him out to be. He's a great man, you know? So that meeting taught me that when I come across people who are in my position, I need to respond to them as he responded to me. Amen. See what I'm saying? And look, if he were to like get on me without me asking him, that would probably affect my perception of him, you know? Because I'd be like, oh man, I already knew, but this guy's already getting on me. No, it wasn't that. Because he didn't get on me, because I already knew where he stood, it made an impact, and it made me make decisions, good decisions after that, okay? So I say that to say is that, what I say that to say this is that when Paul's come through here, you know, when they're Saul, when they're old IFB, don't just jump down their throat. Like, so what do you do at the church? Oh, I'm a Sunday school teacher. Are you serious? You're a Sunday school teacher? What, they give you like a lesson or something? Well, yeah, they do. I mean, don't you study the Bible on your own? Don't get on them like that. Yeah. You know, if anything, we want to make sure we leave a good taste in their mouth. Amen. Because here's the thing. They're coming here, obviously because they've been listening to us, but they're also coming here with the perception that their old church has been giving them about us. Right. And you don't want to confirm that. Because you know what they say? They're unloving. They're jerks. They don't got a good spirit. You know, look, they're going to get enough of that from here, from the pulpit. I will preach on Bible. In fact, this Sunday I'm preaching on Bible college. If you say, well, you know, are you against Bible college? Listen to the interview yesterday on Clad with Zeal. You'll see my, you know, opinion on Bible college. And if you don't believe that, just come this Sunday. I'll tell you what I believe about Bible college. Okay. But the fact remains is that when people come here, you don't want to jump down there. You want to make sure that you're a good testimony. Testimony of our church, testimony of the Lord, testimony of our movement. So then when they go back, they're like, my church lied to me. They're not the way people make them out to be. This is a great church. The people are loving, they're kind, they're zealous, they're hardcore, they're not jerks.